Blog Talk Radio.
www.wallsoffiredeliverancemin.com.
Evangelist Taylor?
Yes.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me turn it up then. Let me see. Can you hear me now?
Clear now.
Okay. All right. I'll start over. Welcome to Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry International. This is your hostess, Evangelist Janet Taylor, coming to you live from the Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry, located here in North Carolina. You can find us on the internet at www.wallsoffiredeliverancemin.com. And you can email us at jet245@msn.com, or you can call us at area code 336-830-0601. If you still use snail mail, you can write us a letter at P.O. Box 1148, Walkertown, North Carolina, 27105. We'd love to hear from you. I'd like to invite you now to join us Monday through Saturday for the sweet hour of prayer. That's Monday through Saturday, at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're living in a different time zone, you will have to adjust your time accordingly. Phone number for the Sweet Hour of Prayer is area code 425-436-6333. And the access code is 716-5050, followed by the pound sign. Again, that's area code 425-436-6333. And the access code is 716-5050, followed by the pound sign. We have a special treat tonight. My husband, Pastor Donald Gwynn, is going to open up in prayer. So he's going to pray, and then we'll get right into tonight's message.
All right. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Truly, as a Lord, this is a beautiful day that you have truly have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad in it to be with you today, Lord. There was plenty that didn't lay down last night, didn't get up this morning. And Lord, we just know that's a miracle. That's a blessing that we are here today. And there's nothing we do, you do for us. You do everything for us. You love us more than we love ourselves. That's why you do so much you do. And Lord, you are God, the only God there is. And God, I thank you for it. And Lord, I thank you for blocking the devil out and keeping away from all his children, all your children. And keep everything straight so they can hear everything clear. And keep the enemy from trying to block things, from you making the wrong things, the right things. But Lord, you turn them all the way around. And Lord, we just thank you for this. And we thank you mostly for this day. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, for what he done for us too. He died on the cross. He shed his blood just for us so that we have the right to the tree of life someday. And Lord, who would do that for their own family? Not many people would do that for their family, but Jesus done it for the world. And we thank you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We give God praise. We give God praise. We give God praise for tonight. Hallelujah. And we just thank the Lord for the prayer that went forth from the man of God. We just ask God's blessings upon this broadcast tonight. And we ask the Lord to bless me, his servant, bless the host tonight, and bless Apostle Emmett Overton, and bless everybody that's associated with this broadcast tonight. And Father, we just thank you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. And bless the man of God that just prayed. Bless Pastor Gwynn.
And I forgot one more prayer, Lord. I want you to bless my wife that she be the best minister there is.
Glory be to God. What a prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all who have tuned in and who will tune in. So we're going to get right into tonight's message, Hidden Treasure. Hidden Treasure. And our message comes from Psalm 119. So those of you that have your Bibles, let's turn to Psalm 119 and look for this hidden treasure. Now I'm going to start at verse 9 and go down to verse 16. It says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not depart from thy word. I want to go back to verse number 11 because that's where tonight's message is coming from. It says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. So we want to thank God for his word. Glory be to God. And we want to do what the psalmist said, hide it in our hearts that we may not sin against God. Now, in the beginning, let's look at John chapter 1, and it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we know that when in this particular verse, the word is capitalized. So they're talking about Jesus Christ, and he is referred to as the Word, glory be to God, which means the Logos. It is a title of Jesus Christ, which is God's revelation of himself to humanity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But then there is the Rhema word. It is an utterance or a thing said. It is the spoken word. We remember in Matthew chapter 4 when Jesus was in the wilderness and the enemy sought to tempt him. We remember how when the enemy sought to tempt Jesus, how Jesus said to him, it is written. And he quoted the word. He spoke the word, which was Rhema word. Glory be to God in the highest. And Satan had to get out of Dodge because he could not deal with the word of God. The word of God is pure, it's true, and it's life. So we're going to look at this psalm. We're going to go through it and find the verses that talk about the word and see what the Lord is promising us. All right. Now, if we remember John, in John chapter 15 and verse 7, Jesus spoke and he said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done. This is what the Lord is saying. He's saying you need to camp out in my word. You need to meditate on my word. You don't just need to, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I just want to read the word. No, we need to park our car in the word. We need to stay there. We need to linger. We need to abide. Make the word your habitation and not a place of visitation. Glory be to God. And there are some promises concerning the word of God. If we look at verse 41 and through 43 of this particular psalm, it says, the subtitle is, I trust in thy word. It says, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgment. Glory be to God in the highest. You see, the word of God, we can trust it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was in the word the other night, and a scripture jumped out at me, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, and it says, the Lord is faithful, and he will establish you, and he will keep you from evil. Glory be to God. You see, that's it's the written word, but it's also the spoken word, because the Lord spoke this. And I thank the Lord for this promise. This is a precious promise. The Lord is faithful, and he will establish you, and he will keep you from evil. Not only will God keep us from evil, but he will keep evil from us. So we thank the Lord for that promise. But the way that we will benefit from the word is to stay in the word. In Psalm 46, it says that God is my refuge and strength. So I find refuge in the word, and I find strength in the word. I remember when I was a young girl, and I used to watch the cartoons, and I love to watch Popeye the Sailor Man. And Popeye always took a brutal beating from Brutus. Brutus, to me, represents the devil. He would be beating Popeye down, and Popeye would say, oh, me goodness, and oh, and, you know, Popeye, his words had no effect. Brutus would be pulverizing him until Popeye got a hold of a can of spinach. When Popeye got a hold of that can of spinach, the tables were turned. He had power. He had strength. He put a whooping on Brutus. Brutus didn't even know what hit him. Popeye would hit him and knock him so hard. And so that is, now if Brutus represents the devil, then the can of spinach represents the word. So we got to have the word of God so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, we can beat that devil down. The Bible says his word is like a two-edged sword. We can cut the devil's head off if we got some word in him. But if you ain't got no word in you, then you got to go and try to find a verse when Satan is beating on you, when he's tearing up your house, when he's destroying your family. That's not the time to go and try to look for a word. You better have the word already in you. Glory be to God, which is why the psalmist could say, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. Now, when we think of a hidden treasure, and that's the name of tonight's message, we think of something of great value. People don't hide stuff that's not of great value. People hide diamonds. People hide gold. People hide silver. People will even hide money. They may hide some pearls. It depends on the value of those pearls. But why do you hide those things? Because you don't want a thief to get a hold of them. Glory be to God. People hide their fine china and their silver because you don't want these things destroyed. We carefully wrap these things up and tuck them away. That is because that is something of value to them. Glory be to God. Now, if we hide these natural things, how much more should we hide the word of God in our heart? Because it's much more valuable than gold, than silver, than diamonds or rubies. The word of God is priceless. Glory be to God in the highest. So we should hide it in our hearts. You know, if you go into a jewelry store, there is stuff on display in that jewelry store, but you can ask to see it. You can say, let me hold this ring. Let me touch it. You can put it on. You can try it on. You can feel it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's anybody can ask to see the jewelry in the display case, but there is some jewelry in the back that you cannot go and see because it's hidden. And the only way you can get back there is if they run your credit report. They're going to do a credit check on you to go in the back and see that more valuable jewelry. Why? Because of its value. Its value is higher than the stuff that's in the display case. So this is the way the word of God more valuable than any silver or gold, than diamonds or ruby. So we hide it. We hide it in our hearts. It is hidden treasure, and we use it when it's appropriate, when we need it. We pull it out when we need it. Glory be to God. And we need it every day. We need the word every day. Glory be to God. So now let's look at some verses concerning the word. So we just looked at verses 41 through 43. And the psalmist was saying, I trust in thy word. See, you can trust in the word of God. And he even asked God not to take his word utterly out of his mouth. Glory be to God. He said, I have hope in thy judgments, O God. And he said, I trust in your word. Oh, glory be to God. See, you can trust in the word. You can lean on the word. You can rest in the word. Glory be to God. Christians have no business being fearful. The Bible says that God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we have no reason to be afraid because we are trusting in God's word. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. Glory be to God. And you can take that to the bank. God is, the word of God is more secure. You know, they have on these checking accounts, they say that the money is insured up to $250,000. And so that's supposed to make us feel safe about putting our money in their banks. But I'm going to tell you something. The word of God is more secure, more sure than that. Glory be to God. They're only going to go up to $250,000 with you. If you lose more than that, you just up the creek without a paddle. The word of God is sure. It's guaranteed. Glory be to God. Because God's word will not return unto him void. It will do what it was sent to do. Glory be to God. When God spoke, he said, let there be. And everything he spoke came to pass. It immediately came forth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because John 6 and 63 tells us, thy word is spirit and life. Glory be to God. It will produce what was spoken. Glory be to God. So let's look at Psalm 119, 105. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That means guidance. That means guidance. Now, so many times we have made tremendous mistakes because we did not seek the Lord for guidance. But God says his word is a lamp unto our feet. We don't need to stumble around in darkness. Should I do this? Should I go here? Should I move here? Should I buy this? All we have to do is get in God's word. God's word and divinely align ourselves with the word of God. His word is the guidance that we need. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. The word of God will guide us. It will lead us. Glory be to God in the highest. Then Psalm 119 and verse 130 says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Now, Jesus is the light of the world. So when we follow him, he said, walk in the light as he is in the light. Glory be to God. And when we walk in the light, we don't have to worry or fear darkness because the light will illuminate our way. Glory be to God. Again, that speaks of guidance because You can't see in the dark, but you can where there is light. You can see where there's light, and you see where the rocks are. You know where the water is. You know where you're going when there is light. But when there's darkness, you cannot see. So we need the light, and his word gives entrance to light. Glory be to God. So I thank God for the word. Glory be to God. I have found many, many answers to situations that I was going through in the word of God, because the word of God shined a spotlight on it, and it illuminated things. And suddenly, what I couldn't see, now I can see. Glory be to God. All right. Let's look at Psalm 119 and verse 133. It says, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word. Glory be to God. When I'm walking through the word, my steps are ordered. But the Bible tells us the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When we follow his way, he will lead us and guide us and direct us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. All we have to do is follow the Lord. We don't have to make wrong turns, and we don't have to backtrack. We don't have to do any of that. All Christians have to do is let the word of God order our steps. Glory be to God in the highest. Again, speaks of direction. I don't know about you, but direction, I need it. I need it all the time. My husband and I sat down today, and we were talking about a situation and what we were going to do about it. So before we did anything, we prayed. We prayed because we've never been this way before. We've never encountered what we are encountering today. So we asked the Lord, what should we do? And the Lord told us exactly how to handle that situation. And so that's what we're doing. Now, that was this morning. By this evening, we had another situation. And again, my husband said, honey, let's let the Lord tell us what to do. Glory be to God. And so that's what we are doing. We're praying about that. We're going to leave it alone until we got to go somewhere. And then we believe by the time we get back, the Lord will either have worked the situation out or he'll tell us how to handle it. Glory be to God. But right now, we're not doing anything. The only thing we're doing is putting it in God's hands through prayer. So we ask the Lord to order our steps. And then when the Lord tells us what to do, we do what he instructs us to do. Glory be to God. So that's direction. I don't know about you, but I never travel without my GPS. And before GPS, I used Google Maps. And before that, I used the big drawn-out maps. I used to go to AAA and get them to map out the way I needed to go. But let me tell you something. This word is my GPS for life. It's showing me the way, the highway to holiness, and it's showing me the way to heaven. Glory be to God. So I can't go wrong with this. This word is my God guidance system. Glory be to God in the highest. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah. You know, MapQuest can get it wrong, and the GPS can get it wrong. But this word, you can't go wrong with this. Glory be to God in the highest. All right, let's look at Psalm 119 and verse 140. It says, thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. This speaks of purity. You know, when you have gold, you want pure gold. You have silver, you want that 925. That's the purest you can get. and you want the purest quality of gold you can get. But let me tell you something. The word is very pure. It doesn't have to be purified because it's already pure. You know, when you find gold in the earth in its natural form, its raw form, it's got to be melted down and then heated at a very high temperature so that the dross or the scum will float to the surface, and then a skilled jeweler will skim that off. And he does this several times to get the impurities out of the gold. And in the end, he ends up with the highest quality of gold there is. That's his objective. He wants that pure gold. Now, sometimes we don't understand why God allow us to go through fiery furnaces. It is to get the highest quality of life out of us. God is after the pure gold. Hallelujah. And Job said, when he has tried me, I shall come gold. He was speaking of pure gold. But the word is already purified. The Bible says it is very pure. That's the highest level of purity. It has no impurities in it. Glory be to God. There is no shadow of turning with him. And when we ingest this word, glory be to God, and digest this word, we become purified. And this is why it behooves us to spend more and more time in the word of God to get to the pure, the purest part of life. We want to live a life that's purified before the Lord. We don't want any residue. We don't want any scum or any dross in us. We want to get to the pure life. And this is what happens when we spend time in the word. This is why we read the word over and over and over again. The scripture says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we spend time in the word so that we can get the purest portion of the word. Now, all of the word is pure. He says, thy word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. You see, the servant knows that there are no impurities in God's word, so he doesn't have to worry about getting sick. He doesn't have to worry about getting some form of contamination. He doesn't have to worry about that because thy word is very pure. That's Psalm 119 and verse 140. All right, let's look at Psalm 119, 160 through 163. And this is what it says. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. All right, let's look at this. Thy word is true from the beginning. We talked about it tonight. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Everything that God said came to pass. Glory be to God. So his word is true, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, that settles it. I believe it, and that's the end of that. Glory be to God. Then he goes on to say, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. When I think of the word endure, I think of gold. Gold is a precious metal that can endure the fire. Glory be to God. God's word endures forever. It has endured the test of time. God's word has been preserved all these years from the very beginning even till now. They can't stamp it out. They can't burn it out. They try to cut it out. They try to erase it, but it still comes back. His word is pure. That is why we hide the word of God in our hearts, that we may not sin against him, because I value this word as hidden treasure. So when I hide it in my heart, it doesn't matter if they make Bibles illegal. It doesn't matter if they say if they burn Bibles like they did in Hitler's days. It doesn't matter, because what's hidden in my heart, they can't take. So that's where I want the word. They can shut the computers down. They can shut the phones down. But thy word is hidden in my heart, and that will keep me. It will endure the test of time. Glory be to God in the highest. His word is truth, and it is knowledge. And it says, one that finds great spoil. That's the hidden treasure. That's that hidden treasure. Glory be to God. You know, when you find a diamond or some gold or something, the first thing you want to do is hide it. You don't want people to know you have it. You want to put it somewhere where it's safe. Glory be to God. That's what we want to do with the word. We want to hide it. We want to put it somewhere where it's safe. Glory be to God in the highest. Psalm 119 and verse 169 says, let my cry come near before thee. Give me understanding according to thy word. The psalmist here is saying that he finds understanding in the word of God. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get understanding. It says wisdom is the principal thing, but it says get understanding. And the word of God will give us wisdom and understanding. The Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraids not. So we want the wisdom of God, and that comes from understanding the word of God. Glory be to God in the highest. You know, there are certain things that we understand. The Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means God doesn't want to be with someone else's spouse. He wants everybody to have their own spouse. Glory be to God. So we understand that that's not good for us. Whenever God says thou shalt not, it is because the thing that he's saying we shall not do is not good for us. Glory be to God in the highest. So we need to understand that God is not trying to keep you from having fun. God is trying to protect us. Glory be to God. There's something, if we cross that border, if we cross that line, there's something bad waiting for us. And God is saying, thou shalt not. That is to protect us. In other words, God is fencing us in. He's putting a border there, a border of protection. So let's remember that. Glory be to God, and have understanding. God wants you to have a good time in this, on your journey, but there are certain parameters that he wants you to stay in so that you can stay safe and have a prosperous journey. Glory be to God in the highest. All right. And the last one is Psalm 119:172. It says, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are as righteousness. And that speaks of righteousness and correction. The Bible tells us that a father chastens whom he loves. And if he does not chasten us, then we're not a son, but a bastard. So we have to hold to the word of God, because the word of God is truth, and all his commandments are righteous. They are not grievous. You know who the word of God is grievous to? It's grievous to lawbreakers, to the wicked. When we hold to the word of God, we'll live a good life, a good and a long life. Glory be to God. And we already know what the end will be. The end is eternal life with Christ Jesus. So that's a prosperous journey. But when we transgress God's law and step outside of his word, we're on dangerous ground. And Satan is waiting to pounce on you and to destroy you. The word of God tells us that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So we must honor the word of God. We must value the word of God because it is hidden treasure. This word is so rich. I'm telling you, even a poor man can be rich through the word of God. And I'm not talking about rich in monetary. I'm talking about rich in the word, rich in eternal life, just rich. Why? Because he's full of the word. A man that is full of the word will find favor with God and with men. Glory be to God. And that's what we need. We need more men and women of God who are rich in the spirit, rich in the word, rich in the things of God. We got to get our priorities back. We got to get them straightened out. Enemy has caused us to go after monetary things, and those things will fade away. You can't take it with you. We have to run after God and run after his word and just feast on it. Hunger and thirst after the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what it says in Matthew chapter 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed are they that hunger, thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Glory be to God. We have to be hungry for the word. Some people are not hungry for the word. They could take it or leave it. And you know what? When you look at that individual, that is a starved individual. And anybody that's starving, they're not going to be here long. They're dying. Yeah, they're dying. So we if you're not hungering and thirsting after the word of God, then you're starving yourself to death spiritually, and you're going to die because you don't have an appetite. This is why when you see people that are sick, they try to motivate them to eat. You can always tell when a child is sick because he won't eat. And when you find Christians that won't eat the word, they're sick. They're sin sick. They don't have a heart for God or for the things of God. They're not hungering or thirsting after God. So what we want to do is the exact opposite. We want to feast on this word. We want to gorge ourselves on the word of God. Glory be to God. And we shall be filled. We will be filled to overflow. Glory be to God in the highest. Ha! Yada-da-da, well, shake it. You know, we want to be gluttons for the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The thirsty person who is thirsty after God's word is going to, they're going to have a blessed life. That person just can't get enough of the word of God. They're going to have a blessed life. Glory be to God. It doesn't mean they won't have problems, but they will have God's guidance They will have the light. They will have direction. They will know the truth. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They will have knowledge. Glory be to God. And the wisdom of God. They will have understanding in all things. Glory be to God in the highest. They will be wise, not in their own eyes, but in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. They will walk in righteousness. They will be upstanding. Glory be to God. And they will have the fear of the Lord, because the Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we have a holy and godly reverential fear for God, you walking in wisdom. That also is a fence. It will keep you within certain parameters. It will keep you from transgressing the law of God and the word of God. Hallelujah. We're living in a time now, the Bible says that they frame mischief by a law. And they're doing this. They're making up laws right now that are in direct contrast to the word of God. But guess what? It will not change the word of God. It will not alter the word of God. They can make the laws of the land that are in total opposition to the law of God, but it will have no effect upon the word of God. It won't change it, whether you believe it or not. Men make laws all the time. Glory be to God. They have the same-sex marriage bill. That will not change the word of God that says two men should not sleep together or lie with one another as with womankind. They're murdering the unborn. That will not change the law of God, which says thou shalt not kill. They say a woman can kill her baby even after it's born. 1 minute after it's born, she can decide whether that baby has life or not. Guess what? That's not going to change the law of God. Because the law of God says, thou shall not kill. They lie and steal all day, but that's not going to change the law of God, which says, thou shall not steal. They call it different names now. They call it extortion. They call it all sorts of things, but guess what? It still does not change the law of God. And people, it amazes me how people are beginning to say, you know, things have changed. We've got to evolve with the time. Things may have changed, but the word of God will never change. It will never change. He says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So no matter how much a society changes, God's word remains the same. It is forever settled in my heart. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is what transformed me. Now, I'm saved by the blood, by faith in Jesus Christ, but the word of God is what renewed my mind. Thinking, I had what you call stinking thinking. I thought certain things were okay. I thought other things, oh, what's all that about? But guess what? When I began to get the word of God in me and it began to take effect in my life, it's like a medicine. You know, it's bitter. Oh, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost. It may be bitter going down, but then once it gets in my bloodstream and begins to take effect, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. Oh, what a difference it has made in my life. I am not the same person that I used to be. When I started out on this journey 30 years ago, my mind was messed up because it was my mind. But now I have the mind of Christ, and I got it through his word. Glory be to God. So for all you people that are listening to the sound of my voice tonight, and you want to know how are you going to be changed and how this is going to happen, get in the word. The washing of the water of the word, it will change your mind. It will change your thinking. Instead of seeing things from an earthly perspective, you'll begin to see them from a heavenly perspective. Glory be to God. I thank God for the word of God. I've been changed. I know I've been changed. I've been changed by the blood and by the word of God. This is why we need the word. We need the rhema word of God and the logos. Glory be to God. It has made all the difference in my life. I'm excited about this word. I really am. I'm so excited. The word of God is good, and it's good. You know, they used to say, good. This word of God is good. I love the word. And I always see something new in the word. God always shows me something. And I've read the Bible straight through. I have a daily Bible reading thing. I've read the Bible straight through many times. And I continue to reread it straight through. And every time, it's revelatory. The Bible keeps on revealing itself to me more and more. So I will never tire of reading the word. Glory be to God in the highest. I thank the Lord for his word. I thank him for leaving his word here in the earth for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, preserving his word. This word has stood the test of time. Glory be to God. It will never, ever, ever die. The word of God is eternal. The word of God is eternal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise tonight. For all of you who have tuned in and for tonight's message, glory be to God, on hidden treasure. This word is hidden treasure. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord, hallelujah, for allowing me to hide it in my heart, for allowing me to share this word with you on tonight. I pray that you have been blessed. I pray that you will delve into the word of God even on tonight and just marinate in the word of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, you'll be changed. You'll be changed. And it'll be a good change. Glory be to God. So with that, I'm going to close tonight. This is Evangelist Janet Taylor signing off tonight. From Walls of Fire Deliverance, MIN.com. I thank God for each and every one of you that were tuned in tonight. Again, you can contact us by email or by phone. The phone number is area code 336-830-0601 or at JET245@MSN.com. Glory be to God. We thank God for you and for you and for you. If you would like to sow a seed into this ministry, you can do so through PayPal or through Zelle. And the ID for PayPal or Zelle is JET245@MSN.com. If you go to our website, you can leave a prayer request on the website. And that's www.wallsoffiredeliverancemin.com. Also, I am so excited about the prayer line. We have a group of people that meet every day at 12 noon, Monday through Saturday, on this prayer line. And it's called the Sweet Hour of Prayer. And so we meet Monday through Saturday at 12 noon. And on Sunday night at 8 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. The phone number here is 425-436-333. And the access code is 716-5050, followed by the pound sign. Again, that's the Sweet Hour of Prayer, Monday through Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number is 425-436-6333. And the access code is 716-5050, followed by the pound sign. In closing tonight, I'd like to leave these words with you. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever, ever. Amen. And that comes from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. May God bless you. We look forward to being back with you on next Thursday, hallelujah, at 8 p.m. Same place, same time, next Thursday, 8 p.m. God bless you all, and we ask that you would remember us in your prayers. God bless you, and good night. Amen.